Okay, somebody asked me recently about there's a new product on the market. This is going to be very exciting to you, called Crocs Chameleons. Have you seen these? The Crocs Chameleons, they are apparently gaining popularity in amongst young children, preschool slash early elementary school age kids. The Crocs, the good people at Crocs, apparently realized that their 15 minutes of fame were being a fad, were running out, and they came up with this new product, which does this very cool thing that you get, let's say, a pair of purple Crocs, and then you go out in the sun, and the UV rays change the color to pink. It changes colors. You can go on the Crocs website, you can see this happen in front of your very eyes. It changes from one color to the next. So a number of people asked me, are they allowed to have these on Shabbos? Is this mutter to have on Shabbos? So my first thought was, this isn't only a shaila for the people who love Crocs. This is a shaila for people who have those sunglasses, the glasses that turn to sunglasses also, that they turn into sunglasses when you go out in the sun, and they turn back into regular glasses when you come back inside. And it's not only a shaila for those people. It's a shaila for beer lovers everywhere, at least those who drink Coors Light, cold as the Rockies, because the package, when you put it in the fridge, according to the commercial, the mountains turn mountains. I don't know, something turns blue as an indicator that it's cold as the Rockies and that it's now ready to drink. So is it a problem to put it in the fridge or take it out of the fridge because it's going to change colors? Is this an issue on Shabbos? Also, they make for young children, they have these cutlery, spoons and forks, that when you put it in hot soup or cold, it also changes colors based on what you put it in. So is that problematic? You're nodding like you use that all the time. Yeah, do you?
That's my favorite.
Oh, okay, great, fantastic. I'm so glad I teach college-age boys. Okay, so So this issue is dealt with in the post. So first I thought it's all the same shaila. All those cases are exactly the same. Someone pointed out to me in shul this week that maybe it's not all the same. Rabbi Shmuel Witkin pointed out to me, said, no, maybe the sunglasses is a little bit different than the case of the Crocs. Why? Because when the child gets those Crocs, they dafka want the color change because they think it looks nice. It's a cool thing that the color changes. They're interested in the color. When you go out with your sunglasses, with the glasses that turn into sunglasses, yes, it changes color, but it's not the yofi, the beauty of the color that you're interested in. You're interested in the protection that the glasses are going to provide you. So that may not be part of tzoveya. Tzoveya is when you're being tzoveya for the color. The color is what you want, not the practical benefit that it's going to give you of the protection that it's going to give you. I looked all over the place. I couldn't find that svara to be mechalek anywhere in Poskim, except for in Rabbi Ribi at Sefer. He reads this into Rav Moshe. He reads that svara into Rav Moshe, that the reason that he thinks the sunglass things are permissible is that it's not because of the color that you want it, you just want the protection. However, if you take a careful look at Rav Moshe, it's very hard to believe that that's what Rav Moshe actually meant. And when you go through all the poskim and all of the kulas that they have for the sunglasses, it seems that all of those kulas would apply to all of the aforementioned cases. So what are these kulas? Why is it okay with the sunglasses? So first off, Rav Moshe writes in Or Chaim Chel Gimel Simen Mem Hey Hine Bedvar Zuchuch Shel Mishkafayim Shenikra Potagar. I don't know what word he's trying to say, but some photogenic or whatever, they're not photogenic, photo something. What? I don't know. But the lenses that change colors, and he describes the metzius of it. He says, "Eini rob is a iser lo mishum tzoveya v'lo mishum masakin mana." It's not a problem of tzoveya, nor is it a problem of masakin mana. I never would have even thought of masakin mana. But he says, why is it not tzoveya? Da lo nitzba klum midubam mara harishon b'chazara. It doesn't really get colored since the first color is going to come back. You keep going inside, outside, it keeps changing back and forth, so therefore it's not a problem with tzaveya. But wait a second, the halacha is, Magen Avraham says explicitly in Shulchan Aruch, that even a temporary tzaveya is called tzaveya. That even if you tzaveya something in a temporary way, where it could be undone, that's still a violation of tzaveya. So why is this any better? So probably what Rav Moshe means is that there is a concept in Hilchos Shabbos. Let's say when you close a door on Shabbos, is it a violation of bona? I've just attached something in with the thing that goes into the hole, and it really is attached in well to a binyan kavua. So did I violate the Yisra of bona when I close a door? When I open a door, am I violating the Yisra of soser? Certainly not. Why? Because it's derech tashmisha bekach. It's meant to constantly be open and closed and open and closed. Mele, that's not called a malacha chashuva. It's not going to be called a malacha on Shabbos. So probably what Rav Moshe means to say is that the same is true when it comes to something that's supposed to turn this color and that color and this color and go back and forth. It's derech tashmisha bekach. That's the normal way that it's meant to be. It's meant to be used to go back and forth. It's not meant for the color. You're not coloring it dafka to stay that color for any period of time. It's just meant to be used in that way. So that's probably what Rav Moshe means by heter number one. Then Rav Moshe says something entirely different, but it's unclear what he means by this. You're not coloring the glass, you're covering the glass. I don't know what that means. I have no idea what emotion means by that, because it's some chemical reaction that actually does color the glass. It doesn't cover the glass. It's not like the flip-up sunglasses. I don't know why you assume. Meaning, what he sounds like he's saying is, it feels like when I take this yellow envelope and I put it down on the table, so I haven't been surveying the table yellow, because the table is not yellow. I put something over it on top of it. So too, when you put sunglasses over your glasses, but it's not. But that doesn't seem to be the metzius. It's something in the glass.
It might be coating over the glasses, and that's what's changing, not the glasses.
Maybe. So someone asked me if maybe there's a different there's different metzius in terms of the way these glasses work, whether it's a coating over it or it's only something inside. I'm not sure. I don't know. But that's what Moshe's heter. The Orchel Shabbos says, what are you talking about? Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Zayin. Orchel Shabbos says, what does Gemara say, Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Zayin? That if you do something, Al Yidei, if you kill a person, Al Yidei Grama, you're not going to be Chayiv. If you kill a person directly, you are going to be Chayiv. What is called Al Yidei Grama? So he says, well, the Gemara says, if you take a person out into the sun on a sunny day, and you let the sun do the work of killing the person, you are Chayiv. That is not called Grama. That's called direct action. L'chora, one should say the same thing by these sunglasses. I took the sunglasses out into the sun. It's not killing a person, but it's doing tzoveya on Shabbos. So that should be called direct action. It should not be called grama. You should be chayiv, says the Orchel Shabbos, in footnote Sadivav, in Perek Chamisha Asar. Then he quotes, however, if you look in Shmir Shabbos Kilchsa, that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, maybe that's not true, that we don't have to be machmir in this case. Why? So Shmir Shabbos Kilchas Perik Yud Ches Ha'ara Ayin, he writes, Ein Bazem Mishum Isur Tzviya Mikivan Sha'adam Atzmo Eino Tzoveya Vavadum Yud Ha'adam Sheyoshe B'Shemesh U'Mishtazef. He says this is like a person getting a suntan. It's just natural that when you go out in the sun, your skin is going to get a little bit darker or a little bit redder, depending on your skin tone. But it's not something that you're doing. And v'gam ein l'tzeva azeh kol kiyum, plus it's not lasting at all, and in any way. And he doesn't just mean that it's not permanent, because even if it's not permanent, like we said, it would still be asumi d'rabanan, but it's not lasting at all, whatsoever. It literally changes from one moment to the next. What some of the achronim explain, what that means is that it's not like it's something that I put here temporarily and it's going to be gone in 15 minutes. No, this is something that I need the continual presence of the sun in order for it to stay shaded. It's not just like it's temporary, it's less than temporary. If the sun isn't there this minute, it's not something that I did once when I brought it to the sun and then it stays for a while. The continual presence of the sun is what keeps it going. And then the continual absence of the sun is what makes it go away. So it's every moment in time that it's happening. So then it's even less than temporary. It's probably what Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach means in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. So he thinks that it's much like a suntan. He doesn't think that that's going to be a problem of Tzaveya. Most interesting, Svara Lakula, I saw in the Tshuvas Betzela Chachma, Betzela Stern, the brother of the Deborah Tzina Rav, I think he was a Rav in Australia, in the Chelek Dalid, Simen Dalid, in Betzela Chachma, he says, no, it's not a problem at all, and I'll tell you why it's not a problem. He says, there's a Gemara in Masecha Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Tesh, where the Gemara says you're not allowed to look in a mirror on Shabbos. Why not? So the Gemara says only if the mirror has sharp edges, you're not allowed to look in the mirror on Shabbos, because we're concerned that if it has sharp edges, you're going to look at your nice, beautiful beard in the mirror, and the beard's going to be perfectly shaped, and everything's going to look wonderful, except one or two hairs are going to be dangling way out of the beard, and that's going to look a little ugly. So you're going to go over to the sharp edge of the mirror, and you're going to slice off those hairs. So out of the concern that you might do that, you're not allowed to look in the mirror on Shabbos. Frecht, Rabbi Sal Stern, wait a second, you have another problem. You're making this beautiful picture of a human being on the glass that's in front of you by standing in front of that glass. Your reflection, it's like it should be co-saved, soveya, whatever. You're drawing this beautiful person, this picture of this strikingly handsome person in the glass that's directly across from you. So why isn't that a malacha? So says Rabbi Tzal Stern, Elamai, what you have to say is, it's interesting, right? But he says, what you have to say is that the nature of tzaveya and the nature of kosev is where you have a cloth, you have a parchment or a base, and then you put something on it to color it. But when the item itself just naturally changes from one color to the other, that's not tzaveya at all. That's not part of the definition of the malacha of tzaveya. Mashal ma davar dome, you have something that looks a little duller in the shade, and you bring it into the sun, and it looks much brighter. Nothing, you weren't tzaveya the item. It's just that it looks brighter in the sun. That's just the nature of the item itself. It's not something that's going to be called tzaveya, unless you have something external that is tzaveya the object. If they happen to make this with a certain chemical that's sensitive to the UV rays, that's just the nature of the object itself. So he thinks that that is not a problem of tzaveirol. And l'chora, all these heterim, the heterim that derech tashmisho, that it goes back and forth one way or the other, the heter that you're not really doing anything because it's like getting a suntan, where you're not actually involved in any sort of mice of tzaviya. And the heter that... that it's not part of the nature of the malacha because it's minei ubei, it's happening internally. It's not something external that's being added. All those heterim l'chor apply to all of the cases that we said, with the crocs, with the sunglasses, with the beer cans. It would seem that all of those cases would fit all of those heterim. Okay.